Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. This is Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and I'm alive and in the studio today with you. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high? Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for this time that we have with you today. These two short hours, praise the Lamb of God, that always come too quick, too fast, and go by. But we're here, praise the Lamb of God, and we pray that you would shake a tree, hit a neighbor, hit somebody up, and tell them it's a prophetic word day. Prophet Shakespeare is here. Prophet Daryl Saunders is on the air today. Prophet, how are you, sir?
What up, what up, what up, Apostle Michael
Shakespeare? You said what up, what up? That's a Chi-Town prophet. You know, that's a Chi-Town prophet. Say, what up? That's our Chi-Town prophet, I tell you. My God. Prophet Daryl Sanders in the house, and we are looking forward to him making his way down here to the Detroit way. Yeah, to the Detroit way. Mm-hmm. In just a week or so, he will be with us, praise the Lamb of God, along with our some others of our sons and daughters, praise the Lamb of God, that's coming in to be with us and sharing in this refreshing revival. We're just going to freshen each other up. Praise the Lamb of God. Build up each other's holy faith. Speak into each other's lives. Decree over each other. Lay hands. Anoint. Oh, it's going to be going on at the Truth Church there in Dearborn, and you need to come and grab your seat and get your refreshing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, it's the season and the times of refreshing, and we want you there to get refreshed. Okay, here's granddaughter. Granddaughter, what's going on, girl?
You don't want
to
know.
Did you all make it down to Memphis?
No, not yet. We don't leave till this evening. Been having trouble trying to get this van, but they finna turn it loose so we can get on the road.
Oh. Well, y'all should have called me and told me to tell them to loose that van in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You should have took Prophet Daryl down there. You had it already.
Huh.
You took Prophet Daryl there and gave you a driver with it. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hey, that's right, Prophet Daryl. Why they leave you out of this equation? I don't understand. My goodness. They only call Prophet Daryl when they want some breakfast cooked. Aha. I'm getting to see what's going on here, see. Y'all think Prophet Dale Chef Boy ID, but he is not. Praise the Lamb. Mm-mm, he ain't all of that. He's more than that. Praise the Lord. He is the man of God. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Wait a minute. Look like I feel you. Go on, talk to me, Prophet Dale. Go ahead.
You know what, Prophet? I'm just excited. I mean, I'm really excited about what's getting ready to take place in Detroit on next weekend. The Lord has been dealing with me about that. About the revival, amen. He said it is going to be like heaven on earth.
Well, that's what I wanted to be like. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We gearing up for it. I tell you, I am. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Boy, heaven on earth. I tell you, I want you all to come. We're going to let Prophet Daryl loose up in there. I'm telling you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And come on. All roads lead. Hallelujah. Yeah, the Ford Road and Telegraph. Come on down here. Let's see what the Lord's going to do. Signs and wonders and miracles. You better come on and get you some. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see. Othelia is here. How you doing, Othelia?
Good afternoon, Apostle. Hi, Father Sanders and Chetuan.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good, good.
We got Bertha on the line now. Get back, step back. The powerhouse woman on the line. Bertha Pruitt.
Hey, Father. Hey, Father Sanders.
Hello.
How are
you?
Hi, Mother Bertha.
We thank you. Bertha Pruitt is here today. Boy, oh, boy. We just thank God. Boy, I tell you, boy, it was just a wonderful. No, I prayed for that Valerie last night. I prayed for Valerie. She wasn't feeling good, so I prayed for Valerie, And, man, I couldn't sleep last night. Man, she's talking about cold symptoms. It was just like I had a cold. I was coughing. I was blowing my nose, everything. I'm saying, and I never equated it to her till this morning. I said, what in the world is wrong with me? And after I saw her post in the administrator's stream, I said, that darn Valerie. I went to bed praying for this woman, and she's talking about she got all these cold and flu symptoms, and now she talking about, I feel so much better. I wanted to tell her, I know you do, because I wrestled with that demon last night. Lord, have mercy. Lord, Jesus, I'm telling you, people of God, it's a true thing. I'm telling you, it's a true thing. I'm telling you, I had all the symptoms last night, and I'm like, what in the world is going on? Praise the Lamb of God. But that's what we're here for, to stand in the gap. Praise the Lamb of God, people of God, each of us I'm talking about. We're here to stand in the gap, to cover each other in prayer. My God, and they had me all down the road praying on the highway last night for the roads to be cleared up so that my granddaughter and her mom and can get on down to the home going, and they still sitting in Chicago laying up in their beds. I'm telling you the truth, Prophet. They just have us in all kinds of, the Lord be saying, okay, but they ain't left yet. And we just a huffing and a puffing and a praying. What is this?
Wait,
what?
Waiting on Reggie. He at work.
Waiting on Reggie. Always blaming it on Reggie. You better ease on down the road. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, somebody tell me something good. What God doing? My God, I'm telling you, y'all can go jump in the lake. You can't tell me nothing. The Lord said he was going to do what he was going to do, and he's still doing.
Yes, he is.
He just do it. There go that number four. I told y'all, watch that number four. There he go again. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo, but thank God we done stepped over into the fifth month of grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for May, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is my month here, Prophet Darrell. You know, my birthday of this month. Hallelujah. Oh, I might have found something I want for my birthday, too. And it's not, I mean, I'm telling you that I might can get a almost like brand new Cadillac car for $4,500. And if that's true, I'm coming on the show, on the page, and to the church with a gun till I get $4,500. Yeah. Hallelujah.
It's not your month, brother.
Uh-huh.
It's my month.
Say what now?
This is my month.
Yeah,
it's
you think it is.
Month.
Mm-hmm.
My month.
Yeah,
my
you've been thinking that a long time. I feel sorry for you. You didn't know you was born in August. You was born in August. You just don't know it. They put May on your birthday to make you feel better. But you was really born in August, birthday. So don't act like this month. You have nothing to do with this month. This month was created for me.
This is my month. But, you know, Prophet, for everything that the Lord is doing and blessing the saints of God, as you conform the word, the copycat thief is doing just as much to discourage the people of God and bringing more vicious and wicked attacks against the church, the city, and God's leaders. And God showed me that in a dream. That thing troubled my spirit, that I have not been able to sleep. I woke up last night just praying and showing me some more things last night pertaining to destruction. So for every blessing that the Lord is sending, the saints better wise up. And when God starts blessing us, when you really get in high alert and stay on your knees praying and interceding, because for every blessing God gives you, the enemy is coming with an attack. But you got to stay prayed up, the Lord said, and stay under the blood. And it's very imperative because the enemy is unleashing death and vicious attacks upon the earth against God's people. So the Lord is just saying, stay in a prayer position. You got to stay prayed up, and you got to stay under the blood in order to receive God's divine protection.
Amen.
Well, I think I put all that on the page this morning.
You did. I ain't been on the page. I'm sorry. Yes, I did. I got my grandson over here.
That's right there on the page. It said, run to the holy place. That's what that means.
Yes, it does.
The Lord said, when you see all these things, run to the holy place.
Run to the holy place. The blood.
Get under the blood. Get
That's
in your
right.
prayer place. Get in your closet. Get on your altar. Yes. Run to the gathering of the saints. Hallelujah. Run to the holy place. Some people don't have a holy place. That's why they be thinking, where's the holy place? Because I'm sitting in a holy place. Right here by this altar. With this Talia around my neck. Right here by the Ark of the Covenant and everything. I'm in a holy place right now. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
To make you a holy place. Hallelujah.
Right.
Glory to God. Let me see. Sylvia?
Yes, Prophet.
Okay,
hey,
I just
family.
Wanted to make my daughter holy.
Yeah, I didn't think
How
my number.
How is it going down there in South Carolina? That's what I want to report on what God doing that way.
You know, it's cloudy here. It has been since Monday, but other than that, we're doing good. Praise the Lord. We had
but
a storm that bypassed us.
Some parts of Carolina got some bad weather and some traumatic stuff happened, didn't it? Over these last couple of days?
Not that I know of, which I haven't been in the TV, so I'm not sure. I know we had one storm that was coming, but it bypassed.
You better watch what God doing. He's been tiptoed up on your back doorstep.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Lord have mercy. Boy, y'all better be watching what God doing. At least watch the Weather Channel. My goodness gracious. I mean, he tore up a whole, my goodness. Did you watch it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Would you tell them God did tore up a whole lot of stuff? It's a state of emergency down in Florida right now just from the rain.
Yeah.
Yes, I did see what Nicole posted on the page last night, that link. Yeah, I did see that.
Oh, my goodness. It's bloody landslides. It's everything going on right now that they're trying to get a grip on. It's the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody
you know what I found interesting?
What
I found interesting is the winds that prevent the people from helping themselves. They normally would go in helicopters to help them with the fires and so forth, and God is not allowing them to use their own machines.
The wildfires and stuff. There's wildfires in California from coast to coast.
Yes.
I'm just God said. And remember the word of the Lord that Thursday night, the Lord said, before they can put their hand on one thing, I will do another. I will have them running over here before they get there. They have to go somewhere else before they can put their hands on one. That's what God said. I'm telling you, God is making men's wisdom seems like child's play in their own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Of the technology, he spoke about that the last time he spoke a corporate word. He spoke about their technology and all of this scientific stuff that they have, and they think that they're smarter than God. And now they sit up confused. My God.
And still can't find a plane.
Woo! Because they have forgotten about the God of heaven. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. And neither will they give him praise. Oh, but just watch it, what he do. Watch what he do, I tell you. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl, I tell you, sir, I'm watching God close right now. My God is a consuming fire. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, Bertha, let me tell you about this cloak and this dogs and all this the Lord is showing you. Satan is going about. He's mad as hell because he knows his time is short.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And the Bible said that he would be angry. And he angry as them dogs you saw in that vision.
Mm-hmm.
He mad. Praise the Lamb of God. Because he know his time is up. And God spoke to us about that. He said, Satan time is up, just as it was in Elijah and the prophets of Baal. They prophesied all day long. Hello, somebody. God spoke these things already. But his time is up. It's my time to work now, says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Amen.
My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, good gracious. Oh, God, my God. I'm loving Jesus today. We better go. The Lord is moving by his spirit, and I'm going to move right along with him. Hallelujah. I will move right along with him. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Let's move to some prayer. Prophet Dale's going to lead out today. Praise the Lamb of God. And yeah. Hallelujah. My God, where is the man of God? Yes, God is well. So, Lord, let me find this for my buddy. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell is, can't wait to sit down and break bread with Prophet Darrell next week. It's going wonderful. God, hallelujah. Those of you who can make your way, better come on. You better come on down, praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you. We're going to be anointing. We're going to be speaking. We're going to be pouring it out. We're going to let God do what he do. Hallelujah. We're going to fellowship. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm telling you, rest up now. Don't come here tired. Hallelujah. Granddaughter, get rest now. Don't come here talking about I'm tired. I don't want to hear it. Hallelujah. We're going to work. Jenna, did you hear what I say now? We going to work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Ooh. Granddaughter, we going to work. Sylvia, don't come here, Dad. Sleep on the plane. We going to work.
That's why I'm coming Saturday, Prophet, so I can be well rested.
All right. We going to roll out. Me and Prophet Dale going to have our coffee mugs. Hallelujah. We're going to have our Starbucks and our Organa Gold, and we're going to be rolling. And you know, Pastor Gail don't sleep. That's a night owl there.
Okay.
Johnson, he's going to be with us. We're going to be rolling. And Bertha, all you got to do is just give her a little Holy Ghost juice and she gone. Hallelujah. Oh. It's going to be a time, I tell you. You better meet me down. Y'all better get ready. Come on down. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Prophet Dale, take the man of God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, we come before your throne, God, just as humbly as we know how, Father God, and God, we just want to ask you to look and have mercy upon us on today, Lord God. God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, oh God. Forgive us for the sins of commission, sins of omission. Father God, we just ask you to forgive us for we have done something that was not pleasing to you. God, we have allowed things to enter into our minds, oh God, that was not pleasing to you. But Father God, we ask you to forgive us now, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the name.
Hey, Lord God. God, we thank you for being a forgiving God. And God, we honor
God.
You today. God, not only that we are, but God, we worship you today. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. God, we bless your name on today in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for getting up out the grave. Jesus, we thank you for dying. Jesus, we thank you for getting whipped and scarred for our sake. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you today, oh God. Now, God, as we begin to go into the trenches, oh God, on next weekend, Father God, God, we ask you to move, allow the weight of your glory, allow your anointing to flood the house, oh God. in the name of Jesus. Allow the anointing, oh God, to draw the people off the highway, oh God. In the name of Jesus, light it up like never before, oh God. Let it be a shaking in Detroit, oh God. God, let this gathering, let this fellowship, oh God, let somebody come running saying what I must do to be saved. God, give us a new refreshing, oh God. Give us new tongues, oh God. Give us a new walk, oh God, in this season, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you, Father God, to look on PSML, oh God. Look on the true church, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, do it for your glory. Look on the membership, oh God, in a mighty way, oh God. Bless every member, oh God, name by name and person by person, God. God, we ask you to restore to your people, oh God, everything that they have poured out and gave out, God. God, we ask you to give them double. Give them double, oh God. In the name of God, have your will, God. Give us an outpouring of your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Don't forget about our apostle, Lord God. God, we ask you to keep him covered with your divine blood. In the name of Jesus. God, do it for your glory. Allow the wind of your glory to rest upon the show today, oh God. God, allow the prophetic anointing, Lord God, to come rest in this show today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, give a fresh rhema word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, look on those facts, oh God, the lost loved ones on last week, oh God. God, we ask you to do it for your glory. In the name of Jesus. God, we come to know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And God, we thank you, God. We thank you right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look on the people down in Texas, oh God. Move by your power, oh God. Save on today, Lord God. Out of all of the tragedies, oh God. God, we ask you to save somebody in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power, oh God. God, we know you can. God, we know you sit high and look low, oh God. God, look and have mercy today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the intercessors, oh God. Touch every last one. Name by name and person by person. God, do it for your glory, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on our leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Put them on their face, oh God. Put them on their knees, oh God. At your throne, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Call them to their knees, oh God. Call them to their face, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Look on the children, oh God. Save them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the mother, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against the spirit of abortion right now. In the name of Jesus. We come against the murdering spirit. In the name of Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus.
Demonstrate your power, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against sexual immorality in the name of Jesus. We come against sexual perversion in the name of Jesus. Perversion of the mind, perversion of the heart. We come against it right now. We come against it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Spirit of lust right now, lusting in the heart right now, in the name of Jesus, move by your power, God. You told us when we call on you, God, you say you are an answer, and God, we touch it in agreeing, in our secret place, but you said it in your word, oh God, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, God, shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty, and God, we come to dwell in our secret place. God, we need a pentacle cost of movement. God, we need the second chapter miracle now, God. God, but we on one accord, oh God. Move by your power, God. In the name of Jesus. Give it to us, oh God. We believe you, God. We standing on your word, oh God. God, we standing on your promise right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Blessed like never before, oh God. And we thank you now, God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank God and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, this man of God has prayed already. up in here, I tell you, my goodness gracious. Oh, Prophet Daryl, my God, I love to hear this man pray. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Know why? He prays such from his heart.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful group. Kingdom people we have, praise the Lamb of God, doing the kingdom thing. We do it for Jesus around here. We ain't got time for no junk. We doing it for Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
For Jesus right here, right here, right here on this show. I tell you that. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, the Lord is good. The Lord is awesome, and he's moving by his power, his might, and his spirit. Hallelujah. And know these things, brothers and sisters, that all of these things were shared with us of what God would do. Praise the Lamb of God. He's been speaking to us in the winter. He spoke to us, praise, at the first of the year. He spoke to us in February. He spoke to us in March. He spoke to us in April concerning what he was going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Now we as the people of God, hallelujah, must pray for mercy for the remnant. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. And then we're praying, hallelujah, that America open its eyes, that the people to understand that the whirlwind comes out of the chambers of the Lord and he charts out his course, that the lightning is directed by his finger. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, you better know it. You better know it. Praise the Lamb. It didn't rain upon the earth from the time Adam, praise the Lamb of God, was created until Noah, until God said, let it rain. The light bulb, he sends the rain. And then he showed Ahab and Jezebel, I can shut heaven up so there'll be no rain. For 3 years and 6 months, it didn't rain. And the Lord told the prophet Elijah, go tell them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It will not rain but by your word. He gave that man that much power. It won't rain until you say so. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch God in this season. You better watch God in this season of signs, wonders. Because not only is he going to prove himself, he's going to solidify and prove his people, his chosen one. Hallelujah. This is the era of the prophets, and can't nobody take it. If we speak what God is speaking, hallelujah, he's going to make a platform for you. I promise you, y'all better listen to the prophet today. He's going to make a platform for you to stand on. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. A platform for us to stand on. A platform. Yes, God. For us to speak his words. A platform where men will hear, hallelujah, your voice. And they will know that, no, that the God of heaven has spoken to you. Who could say, who could prophesy a thing? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That God said from coast to coast. Who could prophesy a thing? That God said before they can do this, I'm going to do that. Who could prophesy a thing? Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Nothing. Nothing. If someone who's listening to God, praise the Lamb of God, bowed at his feet, taking his instructions, listening to his words, and doing what he tells you to do, my goodness gracious, that's the hour, that's the season we're in. And brothers and sisters, it's greater direction just knowing the weather. Hallelujah. Order your steps in the blessings. He's going to order your steps into promotion. He's going to order your steps to doors closed in your face. Y'all better listen to the prophet. He's going to order your steps to where to move to. He's going to order your steps. Hallelujah. To what car dealership you need to go to. He's going to order your steps. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Where the breaks and the blessings are going to be waiting on you. Hallelujah. Order your steps. The people to lay hands on. He's going to order your steps. Hallelujah. For signs and wonders and miracles to be performed. He's going to order your steps. Who to witness. He's going to order your steps in this season. All you got to do is be attentive unto God. Stay in the holy place.
Jesus.
Stay prayed up.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Stop listening to the devil. Stop looking at what you're doing. Look at what God is doing. Hallelujah. Your eyes on the star post that's set back in Zion. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. And let the Lord know, my expectation is of you, God. I have an expectation of you. My goodness gracious. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Whom he has redeemed. Oh, my goodness. I am redeemed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. My God, my God. It's our brothers and sisters. We've been waiting on this to come around. It's our time
now.
Hallelujah. Oh, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Victory is won. Turn the witch tables. Blow out the warlock's candles. Drown their voodoo dolls. Hallelujah. Dissipate their powders. Yes, God. Right on, King Jesus. Yes, God. What you do. Do what you do, God. Hallelujah. Do what you do, God. Yes, God. Do what you do, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Do it, God. Turn they blocked. Do it, God. Do it, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And to their knees bow. To they recognize there's a God. Hallelujah. That's in the heaven. Jehovah is his name. To they recognize.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus bled and died.
Hallelujah.
The divine world. Round King Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
To the victory is.
Hallelujah.
Show yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Bless his holy name. My God. Yes, God. Oh, and we give you praise, your honor. And we give you glory. We give you
glory.
Hallelujah. Hey, God, yes. Y'all forgive me today. Hallelujah. But my own fire is the Lamb of God at the work of the hand of God. His mighty works. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We adore you. We adore you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophet Darrell, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, listen. It's 12:39. We're going to just talk a little bit, and then we're going to get into our prophetic flow. There's so many people on the line today already. Praise the Lamb of God. You better call a neighbor and call a friend and tell them to get here, because I am going to release these prophets. This prophet and these prophetess speak, hallelujah, on behalf of Jesus Christ today, hallelujah, and we're going to speak the word of God. Oh, yeah, yeah, God has commissioned me to do this work in this day, praise the Lamb of God, and in this time, and you know, I'm just going to do what God has commissioned me to do. He has assured me, hallelujah, that he has commissioned me, praise the Lamb of God. And has empowered me for this season and this time. to do his will, hallelujah, in the earth. And Shakespeare's going to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. They're going to have to gun me down to stop me from saying what God says. They're going to have to gun me down to stop me from saying what God says. And while they're gunning me down, I'm going to be saying it. Thus says the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Get ready for a hot summer. The hottest one you done seen in a long time. Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Get ready for violence in the street. Get ready for it. Hallelujah. Get ready for some more horrific weather. Praise the Lamb of God. Catastrophic that will take place. Hallelujah. This summer. Get ready for it. Praise the Lamb of God. All that God has spoken is going to come to pass. Praise the Lamb. I told you before, I'll tell you again. Get your air conditioners checked. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Check your fans. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do what you got to do. It's going to be a hot. It's going to be a hot. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb. It's going to happen now. Just watch God do what he said he's going to do. Hallelujah. And you just stay in your position and in your place. Hallelujah. But God tells us stuff as warning so that we can prepare. Hallelujah. For what is to come. Don't sit up and just say, okay, well, I know the Lord going to take, no, ain't no cool air coming up under your door and to cool you off. He's warning you already. Get the man of Freon up in your car. Hello, light bulbs.
That's true, Apostle.
I'm trying to help you.
Amen.
Don't have no stupid faith now. There's such thing as crazy faith, but stupid faith don't work. Hello, light bulbs. Now, he's warning us to prepare ourselves. Now, prepare yourself for what God is going to do. Praise the Lamb. Don't be talking about, I just believe God. No. Prepare yourself. Praise the Lamb of God. Get it together. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. So you will not fall short. Covered. I want you to be blessed. And I want the blessing of the Lord to fall upon you. Now, in the midst of this, God is going to be blessing his people. Praise the Lamb of God. He promised that. Hallelujah. Some doors is going to open. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lamb. And remember, again, I tell any and everybody, boy, oh, boy, from nails to wood to electric and air carpet and all everything, I'm telling you, food, water, everything, when you see these guys, all of that has to be purchased. It's going to economy up even more because they got to rebuild a whole lot of stuff. Just know it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to create some jobs, everything. Just watch what I tell you. God is going to do this, and he's going to work it out so that it'll be a blessing. Praise the Lamb. They're talking about right now that the government has to spend about $1 billion just to repair Michigan roads from this horrific winter we didn't have. Those are jobs. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Money being infused into the economy. God know how to get it out of their pocket. You know how to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know how to get it. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. It's going to create jobs and stuff. Praise the Lamb. All right. Praise the Lord. We're moving right along here. Hallelujah. I wanted to talk a little bit more in the area of the prophetic. I really want to enhance our children, our people, praise the Lamb of God, in the prophetic realm so that, praise the Lamb, your giftings can operate even better, praise the Lamb, through my experiences and through what I've done to make my prophetic gifting so available to God and also my receptivity to be sensitive to when God is speaking and what have you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I want to say to you all, beyond your prayer life, hallelujah, has to be a life of devotion, of reading, praise the Lamb of God. And I say it all the time to my students, you have to read the Word of God. You got to read the Bible. You got to read the prophets. Praise the Lamb. You got to immerse yourself in his writings, and periodically you have to stop. I'm one that when I read the Word of God, even this morning when I was reading the Word of God, I will stop and pray for that, hallelujah, area that I feel that I'm short in. Hello, light buzz.
Amen.
Yes, I will stop and pray and say, Lord, I need you to do this for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. When we're reading the Word, there should be some self-inventory that takes place. We're teaching at the True Church, even here this past Tuesday night, and one of the things I concluded with was the fruit of the Spirit. And a lot of people, a lot of believers are filled with the Holy Ghost, but they don't exemplify all of the seeds of the fruit of love. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Praise, and they are necessary. Pray, hear me, people of God. God does not make available anything, and he does not give you anything, the Lamb of God, that you do not need.
Yes,
you need it.
That's
right. That's why he gives it to you and makes it available. So when it said the fruit of the Spirit and the seed of the fruit is love, praise the Lamb of God, you need to examine that level of love and make sure you're operating in it. I was challenged again today to do some more forgiving and some more purging, praise the Lamb, of stuff I thought I had let go of, but I haven't, praise the Lamb of God, because I was talking about it yesterday, and I got mad. Hello, Lightbugs. I let you know you haven't forgave. You haven't released it. And I went on about my business, but this morning God so had me to read the right passage of Scripture, and I read it, and it convicted me about forgiving.
Yes, Lord.
And I stopped and I prayed, and the Holy Spirit said, I said, Lord, why did you bring me to this? And the Holy Spirit said, because you have not forgiven yet. And I don't want my blessing held up, people of God. I'm telling you. It's stuff.
Amen.
I want to blow your mind. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's the Lamb of God that'll take you out. Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
my
Jesus.
God. So you have to minister to yourself, people of God.
That's right.
And
that's
get
right.
past the pain. And get
yes,
past
Lord.
Your hurt.
Yes.
And get that your yesterdays so you can see into your future. Prophetic
amen,
people should
amen.
Be looking ahead and not backwards.
Yes, Lord.
If your days is spent dwelling on what has happened and not what God is about to do, then you're not on the prophetic porch yet. Hallelujah.
Lord,
downstairs in the basement talking about you're going to be prophetic. Oh. Are always striving to be on the porch, looking down the street at what's coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We don't live in the past. We don't live in the past because we know the past have no power except that you give to it. The past have no power. I said something, Prophet Darrell. The past has power, but that you give to it.
Mm.
And people can't get over and pass their issues and get clean and purged because of the past. They hold on to an incident, something that lasts 15 minutes in their past, and it's canceling their present and their future.
That's right.
Wow. Has held them
Lord
in bondage
God.
For years because they can't
God.
Get rid of, take the eraser, and erase 15 minutes out of their life of abuse. Hello, light bulbs. A molestation. Can't, They can't get it out of their heart. They can't get it out of their mouth. And they keep revisiting it. You have given power to the past. That ain't the devil. That's the past.
That's right.
And the seeds of success says, this one thing I do.
Forgetting those things which are behind me.
I forget the things which are behind me. Hallelujah.
Press. Woo!
I press. Throughout the mark, that means it's in front of me. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Forget all that stuff that's behind you. I'm trying to bless somebody today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You are a power. But some of us are locked in our past.
Yes.
And we heard it over and over. It's like having a scab, and you keep picking at it.
Come on now.
And you done picked at it so much until you get pleasure picking at it. It gives you a good sensation to pick at it. What used to hurt you, you get a good sensation out of it now.
Jesus.
So you keep pulling at that scab.
Jesus.
You keep pulling at it. You keep picking at it. And it's growing.
And getting
it's growing.
Yes.
It's going to consume you. It's going to consume your attention.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
A pity party about it, and you're the only one at the party.
Okay.
You're the only one there. Nobody else is at that party with you.
Oh, Jesus.
And one is the loneliest number that I ever knew.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. That's true.
You need to get past your yesterday. You need to get past 15 minutes or whatever time period, the Lamb of God.
Cry your last tears about yesterday.
Hallelujah. Cry your last tears and push forward. Praise the Lamb of God in God so that you can receive of the Lord on your life, hallelujah, with joy. With joy.
Hallelujah.
With joy. My God, God got so much of you. Why you keep looking back? Praise the Lamb of God. You know what? The looking back has the power of paralysis. Don't believe me? Ask Lot's wife.
Yes, Lord.
Hello, maybe some of you all ain't met Lot's wife. My goodness. You can meet her. She's still standing in the same place.
Yes, she is.
Hallelujah. Still right there.
Hallelujah.
There's still a mound of salt where she turned to a pillar of salt for disobeying.
Yes, she did.
When they left Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord said, don't look back.
Don't look back.
And she turned around and looked back.
Yes, she did.
But she's still standing right there.
Hallelujah.
That should taught us best looking back.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
We always want to deal and hop on what we've been through. And blah, blah, blah. But if you ain't on the other side of it, don't talk about it.
Come
Hallelujah.
On.
Hello, light bulb. If you're not on the other side of it, and you haven't been delivered from it.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Bringing it up until you get deliverance. Then you can talk about it.
Yep.
Woo! My goodness gracious.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to help somebody today. I'm trying to be a blessing on the
Thank
wall
you.
Today. Because there's so many people that stuck.
Yes, they are.
To allow the power of our past to infuse us, praise the Lamb
God.
Of God, with sickness, with everything. It's just feeding us.
Yes, it is.
It's feeding us.
Yes, it is.
Because we won't let go of it.
Thank you, God. Jesus.
It's really an empty wagon that you're pulling. There's nothing in it but memory. There's no furniture in it or nothing, just memories.
That's right. Lived away.
And if it was furniture, you couldn't use it in your new place anyway. It's already full.
Amen.
I bet you this, Prophet Darrell, you just moved, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
How much stuff you throw away?
I threw a whole living room set in the garbage and the bedroom set, too.
See that?
Jesus.
Because that past can't go with it.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Damn, you moved to better. Got to let go of a lot. Y'all ain't listening to the prophet.
And I am prophet. Yes,
Jesus.
Every time you move to better, you got to leave a lot.
Yeah.
And when you get ready to get to looking at how much you ain't touched, how much you ain't used, boxes of stuff you ain't looked in years, some of them you don't even look in. You say, throw it away. Just throw it away. I don't want to look in it. I ain't looked at it in 5 years. Throw it away.
Hallelujah.
It's doing you no good.
Glory
it's just sitting there.
Glory
mm-hmm.
to God.
Taking up space.
In the way it's really a fire hazard.
Taking up space.
Taking up good space.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You throw away so much stuff when you move. Praise the Lamb of God. Because it has the power of weighing you down.
Hallelujah.
Overcrowding your new place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Or it has too many memories in it for you to take. So I ain't taking that. So every time I look at that, I remember that food.
That's right. Amen.
And I don't want to give that food no more power than that food had.
Glory to the Lamb of God. Yes, Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to Jesus. I see women divorced still wearing the same wedding ring. Just put it over. I don't know how they do it.
I don't understand.
Jesus.
Was so, to the pawn shop.
And he was
Jesus.
Such a disbelief. Uh-huh. Wedding ring.
Jesus.
You didn't put it on your other hand. All that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Empty wagon.
You must want to remember.
That's right.
I thought about generational curses. One year at our conference, I talked about I got to do this class again. I might do it right here on the radio. I talked about generational curses and how to break them. And that was a woman sitting there, her husband been dead 10 years. I talked about generational curses that go beyond the grave. I talked about familiar spirits and bondages that hold you from receiving. That woman took off her wedding ring, walked up to me crying, and left it on the altar. She said, I don't care what it's worth. I don't want it no more.
Jesus.
Here she was married. 10 years. She wore that ring.
Jesus.
1 year passed, she was married because she let go of the past. Hello, life bug.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
That's right.
And God is telling me by his spirit that a lot of us are locked in the bondage, past, and we can't go forward, even in him.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because your
Jesus.
Past got
Thank you
in bondage.
Hallelujah.
And you're a habitual person. Every day you revisit, you do the same footsteps. You ain't going nowhere new. Same footsteps to the same place. That's insanity because you're expecting a different result.
Jesus.
And your feet keep doing the same thing. And you can't get nothing out of it. But what comes out of that, the same thing. The same thing. That's insanity.
It is.
Hallelujah.
You can't get deliverance like that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And if the yoke can't be broke over here, I'm going somewhere else and get the yoke broken.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
The Lamb of God. In this season of shifting and transitioning, you better know where you know where you're at.
Hallelujah.
And if you're not growing and developing, you're not being pulled and challenged,
hallelujah,
if somebody's not digging into your inward parts,
hallelujah,
to clean you up and get you ready for God, then you're
hallelujah
in the wrong place.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hello, light bulb.
Thank
hallelujah
you.
Hallelujah.
The Lord ain't called me to be a piece of furniture. Just sitting there looking. No, I have to grow. I have to develop. And I have to work.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And if you ain't growing me and grooming me and pushing me and challenging me and promoting me, get out of my way. I'm going somewhere
hallelujah
else. Hello, light bulb. Lamb of God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Wait a minute, my daughter.
Hallelujah.
Daughter
glory
didn't
God
rung the phone. Hallelujah. Lily.
Good afternoon, Apostle. Good afternoon, PSMI family.
How you doing, Lily?
Hi. Oh, my God. I swear when you were talking about forgiveness and non-forgiveness, you rung my bell. I was just thinking about that yesterday. I was in a situation with a family member a couple of years ago, and I thought I was forgave her, and I was on Facebook, and I saw her, and something that she posted made me mad. And I went back to that time, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I have not forgiven her. Lord, I need to do whatever needs to be done. I need you to do whatever needs to be done. So that I can forgive her, so that I can move on. Because every time I see her, I get a certain feeling. I love her, but I still get a certain feeling. And I'm starting to realize that feeling is I have not forgiven her.
Jesus.
That's all it is. And some of them you're going to have to talk to people. Some people you're going to have to go to and talk to about it to really get it
that's
off
right
you. Then there's some others you can just do in prayer and go about your business. And you need to decide on how you're going to handle it. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell the story all the time, and then we're going into our prophetic flow all the time about I had to exhume my father in the spirit. I had to wake him up. He was dead. I had to go in prayer and exhume him. Hello, light bulbs. And have
good
a little
Lord
talk. And I had to tell him, I forgive you for your sickness. You were sick and I didn't know it.
Wow.
You were deranged. You were shell-shocked from the war and all
mm-hmm
of that kind of stuff. And you abused your children. But I'm not going to abuse mine. I ain't taking you into this next
amen
generation.
Amen.
So
Lord,
I want you to know I forgive you.
Wow.
And now you can back and rest.
Amen.
And Jesus. And I moved on. Because he
hallelujah
had a temper and an anger. That when he whipped
Lord
us, he beat us like we were dogs in the street.
Jesus.
And he was mean for no reason.
Lord God, Lord God.
Walking the door mean. Turning
Jesus
over stuff. Because he had a bad day.
I was in
no,
the
I, I'm not carrying that spirit to my children.
That's right.
Lord.
My son's going to be men that's nice and kind to their wives and their children and going to love their children.
Jesus. Thank you, God.
Going to see
Lord
that they are gifts from God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. That's how you handle your business. You have
that's
to get
right
past it, people. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
My God, my God, my God. Woo, I love Jesus today. Hallelujah. Let me see. My. I need somebody who's going to take about 3 minutes. 3 minutes right here. Where is granddaughter? Granddaughter can't count good, though. I don't know if I can let granddaughter do this. Granddaughter, she can't. Granddaughter, can you count today? My daughter, I need you to take 3 minutes. Do you know what 3 minutes is?
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes and set the prophetic flow for us, and then we're going to open up these mics, and we're going to speak into the lives of these people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to stir up a flame around here in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, granddaughter. Set the flow for us.
Ooh, Jesus.
Glory to your name, God. Father God, we just come, God, just thanking you for your joy on today, God. God, we just come just to give you glory and honor, God. Father God, we just come right now, God. God, we're asking that you would come in right now, God, and begin to send the wind in today, God. In the name of Jesus. God, set the atmosphere, God, that it is conducive for your word to go forth, God. Set the atmosphere, God, that your word may flow through these airwaves today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, let your fire rain down today in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, let every word that proceeded out of your mouth be today, God. God, let it reach, God, in the name of Jesus. Every listener today, God. God, let it pierce their hearts today, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let your listeners be receptive, God, in the name of God, that they may receive your word, God, that they may receive your correction today, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, thank you, Lord, that you're setting order today, God. And oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're lining up your children's life to your will today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bind up every distracting spirit, God. Yes. God, we bind up every spirit that comes against the word today, God. We bind up every spirit that comes against their prophet, God, and your apostle today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, hallelujah, release in the air today, God. Refresh and renew today, God, as only you can, God, in the name of Jesus. God, restore your children today, God. Oh, God, in the name, open their ears, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah. We just praise you for the testimonies, God. Praise you, hallelujah, for the manifestation. Even as your word come out, God. God, that it may not come that void, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, that it will accomplish everything it's supposed to, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, God. We give you glory and we give you honor, God, for what you're doing in each one of our lives, God. We give you glory and praise today, God. Hallelujah. And just pour your all of joy on your people, God. In the name of Jesus, in this day, God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, granddaughter. You.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Of God, we're at the top of the hour. Let me just again advise you to go to our website at Prophet Shakespeare Ministries, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International, or the acronym of PSMINTL.org. And there you can do from buying products. Our books are there, this, that, and another that we've written. And also, praise the Lamb of God, you can make donations to help support us, praise the Lamb of God, as we are here on the airways and doing the ministry work that we do. Hallelujah. And then also, those of you who want to sow into the gathering, praise the Lamb of God, you can do that also. Of course, it always costs us a nice lump sum of money, praise the Lamb of God, in order to carry out that function with all that we have to do with our venues and things of that nature. So your support is always needed. Someone I wish today would just be turn into being a covenant partner with us, as far as being a mantle partner or an anointed partner, a partner. Praise the Lamb of God when it comes down to these anointings, praise the Lamb of God, of the prophet, the staff of the prophet, praise the Lamb, or the mantle of the prophet. We have that there on the website that you can covenant with us, praise the Lamb of God, and be supported. We have a few people that does that for us, and that gives us, praise the Lamb of God, the money to operate with going into the gathering and buying other types of products and equipment that we need for PSMI, Praise the Lamb of God. And I just mentioned I ain't begging, and the devil a lie. I don't beg, praise the Lord. But the Bible said if you don't ask, you don't have an expectation to receive, praise the Lamb of God. So I'm asking now. If I wanted something that was personal, praise the Lamb of God, I know the people to go to deal with that. But this is a corporate responsibility. It's not just my responsibility when it comes down to the gathering. It's all of us, praise God. So I'm asking you all to do that, praise the Lamb. Don't forget, those of you who only have two people so far, praise it, myself and a couple of other people who have gave their money, at least that first night deposit, praise the Lamb of God, for the sanctuary. Those rooms are first come, first serve basis. As soon as that $75 hit, that room is gone. So I have invited all of you all, and I know, praise the Lamb of God, that money comes into your hand, and you just play games with me, praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, because your cell phone's still on. Money coming in your hand. Yes, it is. Uh-huh. And so, therefore, praise the Lamb, those of you who want to go to the sanctuary, please, ma'am, please, sir, get your donations in so that we can do our responsibility. My card is the one that's up. And I know you don't care nothing about my card, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I do.
Yes, we do.
Yes, I do. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got some other places I could advertise this and fill this house. So don't think I don't. Hallelujah. So if you want to go to sanctuary with us, praise the Lamb of God, I advise you to start working on that first night's deposit and get it into us through PSMINTL.org. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going there for those 3 days. Hallelujah. And spend time with God and one another in fellowship. I'm going to be imparting to you there. Praise the Lamb of God, and we're going to be praying. The apostle of the house is good. Told me when I'm looking at the calendar, I'm going to block out this time. I'll be in town when you get here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, so that I can spend time with your group. And those of us who went before know that was the icing on the cake when Mother embraced and went down in people's spirits, Prophet Darrell, and pulled out stuff that they didn't even know was there no more. And they weeping and crying and everything and got their deliverance. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we want you to receive yours also in that fashion. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Lamb of God. I love you, people of God. I bless you. And I do this work because God has commissioned me to. Hallelujah. Lily, stay right there. But there is one person in front. Prophet Dale, was you going to say something?
Well, you know what, I said stay in my room because I'm going to the sanctuary. I'm going to get my money in there as soon as possible.
Okay, Prophet Darrell. Hallelujah. That's my buddy. We have to take care of Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lord. Well, I got 25 of your dollars already. All you need is 50.
Oh, don't tell me that, Apostle. You're going to make me go out and go to the pawn shop.
All you need is 50 for your first night, your first $75. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's only $175, people. And praise the Lamb of God for 3 nights. And you ain't gonna, this is a nice, clean, 5-star hotel. Praise the Lamb. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. This is a 5-star kind of place that we're going to be staying in. It's not a hotel, praise the Lamb, but it is a frat house that has been converted into the sanctuary. You're not going to believe what God has done through this apostle to make this place holy ground. You're not going to believe it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, people of God. Hallelujah. We're here now. All right. All right. All right. All right. Now, Prophet Darrell is here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha is here with us. What, Bertha? You with me, Bertha? Isn't this a mess? Where is Bertha? Now, my daughter's going to get a whooping. She's just going to get a whooping. That's all. Praise the Lamb. I'm not a whoop my children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who else is here? Praise the Lamb. I'm telling you, they're just dropping off. Where y'all going? Hallelujah. My goodness. Okay. Prophet Daryl and I.
That's not a prophet. They want to get a word from the Lord.
Who is that? What's that? All right. Praise the Lord. Erico 747. Let me see. Can I do this now?
Hey, good morning. This is Cammie. How you doing?
I'm blessed, Cammie. How you doing today? It's all well?
I'm doing well. Praise God to you and Prophet Darrell and everybody on the line. I just wanted to say thank you again for everything and continue to keep me in prayer.
Hallelujah. Well, we bless you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell, do you hear something for your sister today? Hallelujah. My God.
I speak that scripture to you, Cammie. He said, look unto the hills, from which cometh your help, knowing that all your help is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up in the everlasting door. And the King of glory shall come. For who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Lift up your head. Hallelujah. And sound the alarm, so saith the Spirit of God. I don't care what's going on or what's taking place, you should still be able to sound the alarm. I don't care if you're pain and aching in your body. You should still be able to sound the alarm and let the devil know he is a liar and he is a loser. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was with a pastor. I was with our mother, Moe, amen. She said, when the devil gets up on your heels, you got to shout hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God will make the devil back up off for you.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. I mean, the Lord is speaking to you, too, here. Hallelujah. My God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, my goodness. Cammie, I ain't never told nobody to do this, but I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me to tell you, okay?
Yes, sir.
You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
All right. God says, get you a bottle of water and take the water, praise the Lamb of God. I don't know where your prayer place is in your house or where you stay. He said, but set it before him for 3 days.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go.
And then God said, when you get ready to take a bath, pour this bottle of water into your tub also.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just telling you what God told me to tell you to do. I don't know what's going to happen. He didn't give me all of that. But this is what he told me to tell you to do. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Amen.
He said, submerge yourself in it. Hallelujah. That means from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Submerge. Hallelujah. Just like you're going swimming. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Father.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord.
Oh, God. God says, this is going to cause an anointing to be placed upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo! I've never seen nobody this before. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The demons are going to flee. Praise the Lamb of God. God is doing something here with you, dog. This is all over me, too. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Ah, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Girl, I'm walking through doors. The doors are opening automatically before you. They're just opening. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's like somebody pushing a button, and the doors are opening as you're walking up to them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's going to be a great anointing on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Of favor, grace. Praise the Lamb of God that God is placing upon you. This is what the Lord would have you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I bless you, God.
Amen.
Never has he told me to tell somebody this before.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch what happened to you. Just go do what God said do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Prophet Dell, somebody has already pledged to pay your entire way to the gathering. Hallelujah.
Oh.
And they don't want nobody to know they did it.
Oh, my Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Don't go pawn nothing.
Oh. Amen.
Hallelujah. And the Lord who sees in secret will reward that person openly. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They just text me a message and said, I want to do this for Prophet Dell, but I don't want nobody to know I did it. Hallelujah.
Oh,
amen.
Oh, my goodness. The Lord is blessing right now. The Lord is blessing right now. Praise
amen.
The Lamb of God. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Cammy,
hallelujah.
We love you. We love you, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God.
You'll
be blessed, abundantly blessed. Hallelujah. You just watch what God do. Oh, that water is going to bless you. 3 days, he said. Set it before 3 days.
Okay.
Make sure those 72 hours pass.
Okay.
No, 7 and 2 is 9. That means something going to birth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Oh,
woo!
My goodness.
7 is the number of perfection. 2 is the number
woo!
Of unity. Hallelujah.
Woo!
God. Prophet Dell will tell you this. God will work at the water.
Yes,
he works with the water.
Yes,
hallelujah.
I'm a witness.
He worked with the water now. Don't mess with God with that water. And you want me to tell you something? I'm going to do this, and it's 123. Do you know that play for water in the lottery?
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Hallelujah.
1, 2, 3 right now. I just looked at the clock.
That's right.
And do you know that's what water play for?
That's right, Apostle. You
am I lying to drop it down?
Man, you telling the truth. I'm about to
My mama used to play the lottery. I know what it played for.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Woo!
Good gracious of life. I ain't here. Y'all don't know nothing.
I'm going to leave this alone.
I'm going to leave this alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Woo!
Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. I just looked over at the clock in the corner over there. It's 1:23. Hallelujah. You gone with your bad self, girl. Watch God bless you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And a demon ain't going to be able to stand before you. Just watch
Amen.
What God does. Hallelujah. He's going to give you the glow.
Yes.
I'm going to give you the glow, girl. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. And the Spirit of God hovered upon the waters. Just watch God. Just watch what God do for you. I bless you now. We got to go on. Some more people here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lily, you still with me?
Yes, sir.
You next in line here, Lili. Praise the Lamb of God. Lili, you want me to tell you something? Don't let the devil dismantle and diffuse you. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, who is this that ain't been around you that didn't start coming around you? Is it a sister or a cousin or somebody? It's a female. Who is this?
A cousin.
Hallelujah. Now, she used to have some issues with you, didn't she?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And she speaks a lot of negative stuff, don't she?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Get rid of her.
Oh, wow. Okay. I surely will do that.
Get rid of her. No, you don't need no stress on you and no frustration on you right now. You need to walk in purity and holiness right now. You really do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I saw this, praise the Lamb of God, concerning your tumors and what have you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Somebody returned into your life that was negative. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What you're saying here, God, I hear you. Oh, my God. God said, it is well. Tell her I said she whole. That's what God said. Hallelujah.
Amen. God said to, thank you, Jesus.
Say you whole. So I command you to be whole in the name of Yeshua. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And it is, praise the Lamb, and I won't take it back.
Amen.
Glory to God. And you tell the doctors that I say have a nice lunch when you see them, okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. They will not be giving you all that chemo and all that mess. Never again. This planet.
Glory.
Lamb of God on this planet. Hallelujah. God
amen.
Is true. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus.
To Jesus. Get ready. Your best days, girl. Hallelujah. Get ready to run. Get ready. Hallelujah. Word. Get ready. Hallelujah. For what God has for you. Prophet Darrell, you got something you want to say to her right quick?
I just want to touch and agree what you said, Apostle. Hallelujah. And Lila, I want to tell you this. I know you got a bottle of Apostle oil, am I right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I want you to do this for the next 7 days here. Uh-huh. I want you to get you a glass. Now, y'all better listen to this because God's moving. I want you to get you a glass of water. And I want you to fill it up 3 times. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I want you to put 6 drops of that oil in that water. And I want you to drink it like you take your medication here. So set the Spirit of God. And I guarantee you what's in you is coming out of you.
Amen.
Lord
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to believe the prophet today. In the name of Jesus, God has spoken, and we say amen, Sister Lili. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you today, Lili. Kiss my baby for me.
I sure will.
All right, love. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The error code 985, we coming to you right now. 985, is this the Bayou?
It's the Bayou, man of God. How you doing?
All right, who's calling today?
This is Deborah.
Deborah is on the line. Oh, my goodness, one of my children. Hallelujah. How you doing, Deborah?
I'm good. I'm good, man of God. I'm good.
Is the Lord doing it down there, girl? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
What the Lord doing down there in the bayou?
You know, I called 1 week and I was down and depressed about my son, and then I called the following week and I had a praise report regarding my son and my mother. God is just showing himself faithful.
Is he showing himself faithful? Glory to God.
Just said it almost at the last minute. God is showing himself in defiance of the things that man is saying no about. God is saying yes.
God is saying yes
to
man's no.
To man's no. I have not believed man's report. I've been believing the report of God, and he has been showing himself faithful.
Oh, my goodness. He's a faithful God, isn't he? Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell, what you going to say to a prophet Darrell? Lord, have mercy. Good God Almighty. I don't know if it can get any better than what she's saying, but Lord.
I just want to tell you to keep your hand in the master's hand, and he's going to lead you all the way. Hallelujah. He said if you will just keep your hand in his hand and keep your faith and your expectations up, you're going to begin to see the wind blow. You're going to begin to see the breath of God blow on your behalf. Amen?
Yeah.
Now, I want to tell you this. And now you can run and go tell this. And you can take it to the bank. Check this out. For the next 3 days.
For the next 3 days,
so said the Spirit of God. I just want you to get in the mirror and just begin to speak it.
Yes.
And watch it come to pass.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Devin, one thing I'm going to tell you is this, and I'm very serious about this. Very, very serious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Touching and agreeing with Prophet Darrell. Hallelujah. Saunders. But the Lord just spoke a beautiful thing to me about you concerning your position with him. Hallelujah, that you belong to him. You are his. Praise the Lamb of God. And then the Lord said this to me. I swear by my holiness, I am going to do a great work of deliverance through Deborah.
Oh, my God.
And she shall deliver many.
Amen.
Oh, God. Amen, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Now, the Lord spoke that clear to me, just as clear as I'm talking to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God says that you will deliver many. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's a heavy anointing on your life. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is the season that God is going to cause your oils to start oozing out of you. Praise the Lamb of God. And one of them is what Prophet Darrell is putting you in position for, and that is the power of command. Praise the Lamb of God. See, a lot of things we be begging God to do, God be saying, command it. Command it. Why are you asking me to do what I've given you power to do?
That's right.
I don't ask God to cast out no demon. I cast them out.
Oh my God.
I command them to. By the power that worketh in me.
Yes.
That's right.
I know I have power over demons.
That's right. Me too.
So I don't go
Amen.
To my Lord, get this demon. Lord, I don't go through them gymnastics.
Me neither.
But the power in me, hallelujah, I command that rascal to come out, and he obeys.
Subject. He got to come subject.
He's subject
Amen.
To my feet.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. So the power of command is yours, Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to learn how to use it, too. I swear it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo, see, miracle signs and wonders can't happen to standing up begging God to make it happen when he's instead, these signs shall follow you. Low light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They don't want to soak in God and get this. God. I think I teach too much. I need to shut up sometimes. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But I'm happy what God is about to do for you. I have a boom in the spirit for you. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Honorable Shindarabasha. I see a breaking loose. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, war with your soul and your Savior. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We bless you today.
Glory.
We bless you today. My God, my God, my God.
Ooh-wee.
Code 3-2-1.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Apostle. How are you today?
I am fine. This sounds like Anthony.
Yes, sir. How are you, man of God? I
let me tell you this. Don't have your wife inboxing me no prophecies, laying me out on the floor.
The Lord had gave me that word, and she inboxed you. I was sitting right there, and he dropped it in me, and I said, "Lord, who can I share this with?" And then you came up in my spirit, and she inboxed you.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb, man of God. How's it going, man?
Man of God, I tell you, it's going lovely. I just want to tell you, I've been truly blessed today, amen, about that message that you were talking about the past. And the Lord was dealing with me yesterday about that. And I was just calling for two things today, man of God, that you could touch and agree with me. First of all, the one thing is that I want to be a tremendous blessing to your ministry financially. I'm waiting on God for a releasing to my finances, but He's already put you in my spirit to bless you and to support you financially. That's one of the reasons, you know, that I'm calling in today. I felt that burden, amen, God, and I know He's called me in the kingdom to support ministries, and definitely I love you. I love the God in you, and I love your personality. I love the staff, the people that you work with, the unity. I love all of that. And I just just keep me in your prayers, because I don't want to hold on to unforgiveness. You know, I've been through a lot in my life. And when you was talking, I just was going over what God hit me. Even if I forgave myself, you know, for bad decisions and wrong mistakes, I didn't handle that right. If I'm unforgiveful to myself, versus even people, you know, heal me, because I want to receive my blessings. I didn't come this far right now to get rejected. Amen. For a technicality, man of God.
All right, man of God. I'm going to hold you to your word. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, where you at, girl? Do you hear this man? He's waiting on you to give him a word.
The Lord said, don't worry, because the rivers are flowing on your finances. God says that the prince of Persia that has been trying to block your blessings, Michael and Gabriel, have defeated him. He has been beheaded. The blockage has been removed. Your blessings are going to flow as a river of water, says the Spirit of God. Don't worry, says God. I got you covered. I got you covered, says the Spirit of God. Everything that you have promised, I know you're going to do it. I trust you to do it. That's why I'm releasing the abundance of wealth in your life, says the Spirit of God.
My God.
Walk in your blessing. Walk in your miracle of finances, says God. Your hands are already open. Just pull it down and receive it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory. Ooh-wee, that was a strong
Jesus.
Word there, boy.
Oh,
boy,
you got to do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey,
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Jesus.
Bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, I feel
Jesus.
Father Dell, God's stretching out in me. Lord, have mercy. Lord God, God's stretching out in me. Look, God Almighty Moses, what in the world? Of God, did you hear the woman of God? Do you feel this presence?
Jesus.
We are beheaded for you. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. He then released it on you, man. Hallelujah. Wealth and riches be in your house. Hallelujah. Be on you, man. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. My God, my God, my God. What awesome blessing today. Yes, God. Yes, Prophet Darrell, you got something you want to say? Moving along, we got a line here. I tell you the truth.
I'm sitting up here laughing, Apostle. Because, see, I don't know my brother, but I heard the Lord said that he's getting ready to add to your family.
Oh, my.
I heard him say, I'm getting ready to add. Tell him that I'm getting ready to add to the family. I don't know if he's getting ready to add finances. I don't know if he's getting ready to add spiritually or he's getting ready to add naturally. But the Lord said he's getting ready to add to it, all right?
All right. My God.
I heard bottles and all that other stuff. I don't know what that means about babies and all that stuff. I don't know none about that, but whatever it is, I heard the Lord say he's getting ready to add to your household.
My God.
I think Prophet Anthony's quiver is full. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious, praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, what a wonderful God we serve. All the way on the other side of the country, somebody is telling you what's going on in your house. Hallelujah. My God, my God. God can do this, people. Only God can do this. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Prophet Anthony, you so it's a mess. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you so blessed, son. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to richly bless. I see you at the gathering. You're coming to the gathering.
Yes, I'm trying to make it a pastor this year. I couldn't make it.
No. You, Sam, you coming.
You won't be there.
You have bills and money, man. What's wrong with you?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to bless you tremendously. These blessings coming on you swift, too. These ain't long-off blessings. You just watch. God's going to bless you tremendously. Man, I got to go to the next caller. You know, I love talking to you. Stay with us. I'm leaving your mic open if the Lord give you a word for somebody. You come on, speak with us, okay?
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Errico 586, who's calling us today?
Minister Easley, how you doing?
Minister Easley, praise the Lamb
yes.
of God. Hallelujah.
Praise
Where
God.
You from, Minister?
Michigan, in Macomb County.
Where in Michigan? Praise the Lamb. What's your
yes.
first name? I didn't know you.
Felicia, I think I know you through Pastor Robertson at Prevailing Word years ago.
Oh, yes. Tommy
yeah,
Robertson.
Gail and I. Tommy Robertson. I remember
yes,
you were at the
Lord.
Hotel.
Oh, that's
Yeah,
that's my buddy. Praise the Lord. I was just praying for him. I was having trouble with his minivan or something. I was for him. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Tommy Robertson. All right. Well, Sister, how's it been going?
It's been blessed. I'm calling in. I've been praying for my oldest daughter. She's graduating from college, magna cum laude, at Central Michigan. But she's
okay.
been experiencing in her eyes, it's been drooping, and she's been having double vision. It's not the one that's horizontal, but vertical. And she had every test with the University of Michigan Hospital, and I've been praying with her this morning, and I just feel that this is an attack. I don't know if it's someone close or far. I've been praying and interceding for her, but that's why I called in to for you to come in agreement with me that this must go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Her name is Thea Easley.
Hallelujah. Oh, boy. My goodness gracious.
Jesus.
I wish I could get a water on the altar, boy. Oh, boy. My water on the altar rinse our eyes out with. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus. My glory to God. Hallelujah. What is she studying? What is she graduating?
Law. She's studying law.
No wonder I have Father, the Lord Jesus. Girl, that's deep there. That's a lot of reading, and she might have She might have strained her eyes, overstrained her eyes, but we're going to command strength to them today in the name of Jesus. What's her name? What is this daughter's name?
Thea, T-H-E-I-A, Thea Easley.
Thea. All right. Pray. What's that? What does that mean? I know you named her with a meaning on that.
Yes.
Thea.
Uh-huh.
God sent. Mhm. And oh my goodness, how beautiful! Isn't that pretty? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness, it's got something to do with what she's sleeping on, sweetheart. Lord, just show me her pillowcase. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Something in that fabric softener, and even she needs to change something there. It's the Lamb of God. It's in our towels, too. So you have some detergent or something that she was asking that she switch up anything since she left home. Praise God. Hallelujah. When they get in college, they try to go cheaper. But you have to maintain the focus that Mama raised you on. You got to tell her that the fabric softener and the soaps that you raised her on, that needs to remain. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just saw a pillowcase, a pillow. Praise God. Hallelujah. That can easily infect your eyes and things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, praise God. Thank you, Father. I wanted to rinse eyes out just clear water in the name of Jesus three times a day. Three times a day. Till our sight come back. Don't come back in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we command the healing, the retinic nerve and the optic nerve, and that they touch the grief. Hallelujah. That her vision, that tear to God's child. Hallelujah. That her vision clears now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And that as the water run in our hand, that your spirit would blow upon it, cleansing her eyes, renewing the 2020 vision. In this name, amen. Praise the Lamb
amen.
Of God. Hallelujah. And I don't know, but if she's looking in computers for a long time, tell her she's got, if she don't wear glasses, she's going to have to get her some computer glasses. Because when you don't wear glasses, you don't blink. And your eyes dry out.
Okay. I will tell her that because her eyes start dropping with the one left eye. Like it fell down and she has to, like, blink her eye in order for it to go back up in place. That was really weird when I seen that.
Yeah. Yeah. The Lord's going to touch her. Hallelujah. He's
amen.
Doing it even right now. Praise the Lord. Prophet Dale and Bertha, anything you want to say to the mother? Hallelujah.
Minister Easton, I need to confirm what Prophet said because before you even came on, the Lord had put in my told the prophecy gave me was somebody used to wash their eyes in the water. God is moving this season on the water. And in the spirit realm, we got to walk on the water. And as Shaquan gave me revelation, when we walking in the rain, we're walking on the water. God is working through the water. But Minister Easton, God says he's promoting you in the spirit. God says you are blessed in the city and you're blessed in the field. Those blessings are going to overtake you naturally and spiritually, says the spirit of God. God says get ready because he's stretching you. It's time for you to move forward into greater ministry and to go out into the highways and the byways and compare what God has done for you because your testimonies are going to draw those in that don't know God, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the
Lamb
of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Lord is so kind. The Lord is so wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. All right, Mother. We love you today.
Thank you. I love you,
God,
too.
Continue to call in and be with us, okay? We love
I
having
sure
you.
I sure will.
It's a wonderful thing.
I'm
going to
come
thing.
Visit
these
the church, too. Amen. I see it's in Dearborn.
Yeah,
I'm going to visit you.
Come visit us. The revival is coming up. Come, praise the Lord, Monday or Tuesday after Mother's Day. Monday or Tuesday, 7 o'clock p.m. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ford Road in Silvery Lane. Ford Road in Silvery Lane. Just four blocks west of Telegraph. Right on the other side of Telegraph on Ford Road. Hallelujah.
Okay.
First,
thank you.
Come visit Harvest International. Come on in there. Hallelujah.
I sure will. Amen.
Okay, sweetheart. Bless you. Oh, my goodness gracious. The Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. All right, here we go. 973 area code.
Hello.
Ah, Joyzy.
Hello.
Is this Joyzy?
Oh, yes. Yes, hi. This is Elaine. I couldn't hear you.
I know you is, Elaine. How you doing, honey?
Good. How's everyone today?
Wonderful.
Oh,
wonderful.
My God. Everyone's doing good.
That's good.
Oh, my God. My God. My God.
Yeah.
Everyone's
it's Thursday.
Wonderful.
I just wanted to hear what the Lord has to say.
All right. All right. But I tell you this. You called in on a good day because they fired up today. Praise the Lamb of God. They're fired up. Come on, Bertha. Hallelujah. Bertha on fire today. I don't know where she got all this from, but she got it today. Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus. Elaine, that's all I can tell you is Jesus. He's doing great things for you, says God. Great is your faithfulness towards him. You're faithful in all things. God says even when the roads get rocky and the storms come, you yet rejoice. You yet give him glory and you yet give him praise. And God says it has not gone unnoticed. Your rewards are at hand, says the Spirit of God. Just wait patiently, says God, because everything that I have promised you, it shall come to pass, says the Spirit of God. It shall come to pass. Continue to stand strong and continue to rejoice in me because your worship and your praise has poured down everything that I have promised you, says the Spirit of God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
My God in heaven. Woo! Prophet Darrell.
I just want to say, do you trust him?
Yes.
Do you show me
Lord,
trust?
I trust you.
Do
Jesus.
You really trust him?
Jesus.
Do
yes.
you really trust him?
Yes. Jesus.
I trust you, Lord.
Baby. He come from us, God. The Lord
Jesus.
Said he's getting ready to send some angels to your house.
My God.
And then he sent them to your house. They coming to do a walk through and a walk down. I want you to grab everything that was ever prophesied over your life.
Jesus.
And I want you to hold on to it. Because when they come through, they coming to give what has already been spoken over your life. For the last past 2 years here, I want you to dig up the prophecy from the last past 2 years here, so said the Spirit of God. And the angels come to deliver. They come to deliver the very thing that was prophesied to you that you thought wasn't going to come to pass.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Thank you, Lord.
They come on those things. That's why he said, do you trust me?
Yes, Lord.
And he said, Peter, do you love me?
Yeah.
He said, Peter, do you love me? But he came to you say, do you trust me?
Yes, Lord.
And I want to just give you this and I'm be done with you. Eyes have not seen, nor ear have heard, neither have it entered to the hearts of men that things that God is getting ready to do for you. God bless you, and
yes,
I love
Lord.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah,
thank you.
Daughter. The Lord's speaking about you right now. He's speaking to me about you. Hallelujah. Give me a second here. Oh, because something that was on my mind, and I'm clearing my mind out. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Mm.
Jesus.
My God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Sweetheart, Jesus. The Lord says to tell you this, He's coming to New Jersey again.
Jesus.
And God says you have nothing to fear and nothing to worry about.
Jesus.
And God says this time when he leaves, things are going to change.
Jesus.
That's what the Lord told me to speak to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I speak it in humble submission. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God told me to tell you that today.
Jesus.
That coming back, he says, to New Jersey. And you have nothing to fear, neither to worry about.
Jesus.
But when he leaves, this time, things are going to change. Thus says the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Mercy.
And I won't take it back. Thank
Mercy.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love you today.
Thank you.
Praise
Thank
God.
You.
Apostle Shakespeare, before you open up that line to the next caller, God says to tell you, Apostle Michael Shakespeare, launch your net deep down in the waters. He said, launch it out because there's a blessing waiting that he has for you that you won't even be able to contain. God says, launch the net out now in the name of Jesus. Launch out your net in Jesus' name. Says the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Wow, okay. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Launching out my net. I need $5,000 to get this car.
You got
throwing it out. Hallelujah. Just sent it out. I need $5,000 to get this car.
Jesus.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, let's go to the next caller here. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. 331-452.
Hello, Prophet. How are you? This is Sandra. I'm tired of y'all coming in here without a word for me and Prophet Darrell. You know what? I'm not even calling for a word for myself. I'm just calling to give honor, glory, and praise unto God for confirming what it was that was on my mind and on my heart, because I was going to call in and I was going to ask you all to pray for my finances, the releasing of my finances, because I have to get to the sanctuary so that I could meet God there, and I wanted to thank God for using you, Prophet, for ministering instructions as to how to go about forgiveness with someone that has passed on and has passed away. And I just want to thank God for your obedience and to thank you and Prophet Durr for giving me the winning lottery number.
Lord have mercy. Woo-wee. Lord Jesus, thank you and Prophet.
Saturday, I'm going Saturday to walk on the water.
You're going to walk. My God, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I tell you, we are out of time, praise the Lamb, but we are not out of anointing. We are not out of Jesus, I promise you that. Wait a minute, the Lord is speaking, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
God said, tell my people I am their shield and their buckler. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Tell
Thank
my
you,
people
Jesus.
I am, hallelujah, their exceedingly
hallelujah.
Great reward. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Jesus. Yes, God. Jesus. God said to tell you all it's your time to be blessed. Yes. People of God, you're in the best season that the church could be in. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
that the saints, the kingdom of Christ could be in. I promise you. Stretch forth your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he will. I promise you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be obedient to his word. Hallelujah.
You,
obey his word. Obey
Hallelujah.
His word.
Hallelujah.
Believe
Hallelujah.
His word. It's righteousness
Hallelujah.
In his eyes.
Jesus.
My
Jesus.
God. My
Hallelujah.
God. Of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Some
Thank
of you can
God.
Sow seeds today. PSMINTL.org. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to sow in, praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
Don't be a graveyard, always getting and never giving.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Keep your hand closed if you want and nothing again in it. Praise the Lamb
That's
of
right.
God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Learn how to be a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Blessed
Thank
is
you,
the cheerful
Jesus.
Gift.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Blessed are the cheerful
Amen.
Givers. Blessed
Thank
are those
you,
who give. Praise the Lamb
yes,
of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. This has been a powerful, wonderful show. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, I thank you for Sandra. I pray now your blessings upon her. You a way maker.
Yes,
Hallelujah. And you can do it. You can do it. You can
yes,
do it. You
can
let the blessing ride in on the water, on the waves
yes,
of it, Father.
Yes.
For God
yes,
today,
Lord.
Praise the Lamb. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for this time
yes,
we've
Jesus.
Shared. I pronounce the blessing of Abraham upon
thank
all
you,
your
God.
People. Hallelujah.
Thank
oh, God.
You,
Hallelujah.
You,
that in blessing you will bless us.
Yes, Lord.
And all
yes,
that
Lord.
Bless us will be blessed. And
yes,
they that curse will be cursed.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Yeshua. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
God.
Prophet Dell, thank you for being here, man. Thank you. Thank you, Bertha. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Ophelia. Thank you, granddaughter. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you, all the rest. Hallelujah. I'll talk
God
to you guys
you.
Tomorrow. We'll see you on the page tonight.
Thank
In
God.
Jesus.
I will tell of your mercy and your unfailing love. I will be to the glory of your name. Like a banner they will see you lifted high above. They will speak of the one upon the throne. The waters cover the sea, and the earth will sing your praises forevermore. Your kingdom shall be. Tell of your mercy and your unfailing love. better day we'll see you lifted high above. They will speak of the one upon the throne, and your glory will cover the earth like the waters cover the seas, and the earth will sing your praises forevermore. Your kingdom shall